Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Learning to walk as Jesus walked. For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, Hebrews 2:17. Soon after he arrived in inland China, Hudson Taylor spoke Chinese, wore Chinese clothes, ate Chinese food, and observed Chinese customs. As a pioneer missionary to the masses of people in the interior of China, Taylor knew the importance of identifying with those he wanted to reach. When God became man in the person of Christ, he secured our salvation by living and dying as God incarnate in the flesh. J. Hudson Taylor explains why identification with the lost is a powerful testimony of Christ's incarnation. Walk with J. Hudson Taylor, English founder of the China Inland Mission in the 1800s. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to the one who appointed him and left us an example that we should follow. To save man, he became man, not merely like man, but very man. In language, in costume, in everything unsinful, he made himself one with those he sought to benefit. Had he been born a noble Roman rather than a Jew, he would perhaps have commanded more of a certain kind of respect, and he would assuredly have been spared much indignity. This, however, was not his aim. He emptied himself. Surely no follower of the meek and lowly Jesus will be likely to conclude that it is beneath the dignity of a Christian to seek identification with poor people in the hope that he may see them washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Let us be followers of him. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 through 18.
It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking. But there is a place where someone has testified. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? A son of man that you care for him? You made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them with glory and honor, and put everything under their feet. In putting everything under them, God left nothing that is not subject to them. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to them, but we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, "I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises." And again, "I will put my trust in him." And again, he says, "Here am I, and the children God has given me." Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
Hudson Taylor's strategy for reaching the teeming millions of China was simple. When in China, do as the Chinese do. Those with a genuine concern for the lost will do everything they can to free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Hebrews 2:15. Jesus did. Hudson Taylor did. What about you?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.